Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Welcome back, and thank you so much for being here. You're going to enjoy this episode with Rue Nafasat. We talk about some upcoming events that are happening in and around Orlando. She also tells the story, which will soon be legend, of the adorable Princess Amulia. Started out a little scary, I'm not going to lie, but turned out to be super cute. You're going to enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Nicodemus on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Also featuring from the song Mi Swing Es Tropical.
Yeah, that I gave you a challenge by giving you a song completely in Spanish.
Oh, I love it. Also featuring Quantic and Tempo. So Nicodemus with Quantic and Tempo. Out of those three, obviously I would be Nicodemus because my name is Nick. Would you be Quantic or Tempo?
I think Tempo. I'm kind of a fast person.
Thumper over here.
I have like a leg shaking problem. I'm surprised it hasn't come out today because I really would be like Thumper.
Perfect. Good morning. My name is Nick, not Nicodemus, and this is not Thumper / Tempo. This is Rue Nafasat.
Hello, we fooled you.
Ha ha. There you go. Rue, incredibly talented comedian. If you missed any of the show, we'll be putting it out on as a podcast. So please listen at toacertaindegree.com or just look for a podcast called To a Certain Degree. I think it's the only one called To a Certain Degree. Ooh. No one else would be so foolish as to call a podcast.
I mean, it's awesome. You're so creative because it's like Pillowfort. Apparently there are other Pillowforts out there. So we have to add with Rue and Amy at the end of that one.
And also another podcast that you should be listening to. You can listen to more than one podcast. I'm not jealous.
Oh,
if you listen to more than one.
I mean, I sense there's like a tone in your voice.
I mean, you should. I guess you should listen to this one first and then go listen to Pillowfort.
Yeah, what he said. Because you guys are his listeners first, not mine. But if you want to, you know, mosey on.
You know why they're my listeners? Is because I suggest very good things to them, and Pillowfort is a very good thing. So, yes.
It's not a competition. It's collaboration.
It's always collaboration. Rue, I want to talk about something that happened to you at the Milk House.
Oh my, are you guys ready for this?
Very good bar. I think a lot of people kind of overlook in the Milk District. It's a good place to go and hang out.
And there's like really cool people that are there.
They do events, they do trivia. I think there's a book club that meets there as well, if I remember correctly. But yeah,
so the story does not start at the Milk House. Basically, one day, my dog is, like, going crazy at the door, and he's not really much of a barker, but there was, like, a thump at my door, and I was like, what is this? So I open it, and I see this, like, demonic-looking wire structure that can only be a cow, and I was honestly a little scared, and I open the door, and there's a car full of college kids with their phone out taking a video of me looking the most confused that I have ever looked in my life, and I was just like, what is happening right now? People are doxing me, and there is this demonic looking cow with like fabric falling off of its face. I do not know what's happening, and I was like really afraid to even touch the cow.
Sure.
Because like that feels like a threat. It feels like
the beginning of a Blumhouse movie. Like you take the cow and you say milk three times and then it appears or
exactly.
Something.
It's like, whose father did I insult that they left the head of a cow on my doorstep?
So, but they were still out there like filming?
Well, like I open the door and they like pull out of my driveway and they're filming. And this group of kids had to be either in their like super early 20s or like late teenagers. Like these people still have an attachment to their parents' house. Like that's how young they were. So I do what any person who has like a minor social media following does, is like I take a video of it and I ask the people, where is this from? What happened to me? And the Milk District social media page comments very frankly and says, that's Princess Amulia. And one of the bartenders from the Milk House comments, that's Princess Amulia, PhD. It turns out that cow used to be in the front of the Milk House for a long time, and they recently put it in the back because they were it was decrepit, and they were going to give it a funeral, and they just never came around to giving the cow a funeral. So,
oh, there's so many steps in a cow funeral. Like, I know. It takes a while.
Yeah, like
to
what
plan
do you,
it.
You got to call a funeral home.
You got to put them in. You know, what do you call it when you put them in a glass case so people can view them?
But it's like a very long milk crate.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't. It's the milk district. So I'm like, do you guys want this cow back? And it didn't seem like anyone had a consensus. But eventually, like the actual Milk Cow social media page reaches out to me and is like, hey, that's our cow. And I was like, yeah, I got ding dong ditched and they left this cow. I don't know what to do with it. And so that week that I had that communication was the milk run. So it's a 5K in the milk district and everything is cow themed. And so what I did is I took the cow and ran through the finish line with the cow because it's the end of her life. And I'm sure she wants to do more with her life. So Princess Amulia got to cross the finish line of the 5K, and then it turned into, and then I like took her back to the milk house and like left her there. And then 3 weeks later, they contact me and they're like, hey, I heard you're going to Bonnaroo. Do you want to take the cow with you to Bonnaroo? So I'm like, yeah, I'm sure Princess Amulia would love a drive to Tennessee.
Of course.
Like, who wouldn't? And she went camping with us. She went to Bonnaroo. So I have a couple of pictures of her at Bonnaroo. And I got to return her back to the milk house with a bunch of trinkets that she got. People loved it at Bonnaroo. They gave her a bunch of trinkets. There was a local of Orlando that like tracked me down to pay his respects to Princess Amulia. And so she came back to Orlando and now she's back at the milk house waiting for her next adventure.
So less of a funeral and more of a where's Amulia?
Yeah, it's turning into a where's Amulia. My ideal situation is that different people in the milk district just receive her and like show her a good time and like write in a little log what she did, because I just think that like there's an opportunity to turn this cow into a whole event, especially because they wanted to throw a funeral for her, and you know, now there's like more of a reason to maybe rehabilitate her instead.
You get a second life. You could find some crafters who can put her back together.
Exactly.
We have the technology.
We do. We have the technology. We have fabric. We could just reupholster her and give her a nice little makeover.
We can make her better. We can make her faster. We can make her stronger.
Yeah, we can put her on wheels.
We get remote control.
I give her a little voice.
Yeah.
It goes moo.
Or something along those lines. I love it.
But I've been wanting to tell someone about this for such a long time because it's like a random local story that happened to me, but no one knows about it. And here I am. You got to hear it first.
And you got some pictures?
I do. I'll send them over to you.
That'd be great. That'd be great. We only want to do a story about it for the community paper.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think that would be fun. Speaking of the community paper, we send out, I curate a list of events, and we send out an email every Thursday featuring a bunch of good events that I think you should and could consider. You should and could consider. Yep, that's English for you. And I have some events for you. I just wanted to see what you thought about them.
Let's go through it.
Okay. So this Saturday, August 29th, I thought this is fun because the problem with raves is if there is a problem with raves, if there is one, it is that they're so late.
Yeah.
I can't stay up.
And they're
that
usually
late.
Like in the random of a random field.
Like a field or a warehouse or something along those lines. And I'm not cool enough to know where this is.
Yeah, you got to know somebody.
So there's a group that does an event called House and Coffee, and they have done it a few times at Create Coffee over in the Creative Village. And it's amazing. It starts at 8 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And they have the DJ set up. They'll go until 2 p.m. And you can go in there and have a coffee and dance.
I love it. I actually listen to this YouTube channel called My Analog Journal, and it's like something like this where you have a DJ at a random coffee shop at 8 a.m., and it's the perfect way to start your morning. You might as well just take your laptop there and start working on something with good vibes, guys.
I need that loud kind of music in the background, and I think I get some work done. I'm going to try that, actually.
Yeah.
We should go.
The louder, the better.
The louder, the better. That's what I always say when it comes to work. The louder, the better. At 1:30 on Saturday, if you want to support Amy LaCours, who was here last week, and her students for the class that she worked on, some stand-up comedy classes, they will be doing a comedy showcase, a stand-up comedy student showcase at 1:30 at Melrose Center.
I think you guys should definitely go to that, especially because Amy's been working really hard on getting these new students to write their tight five. And it's at the library, so it's free. And the Melrose Center has a really incredible stage with great lighting on there, so it's going to be a great experience. And like we said, if you don't want to be out really late to watch a stand-up comedy show, this one is at
1:30. And then that evening in the Milk District, one of your favorite districts because of your affinity for cows, as now I've now learned, Smokin' Donuts is hosting from 6 to 10 p.m. a Common Ground block party and night market. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They always have good food there. And they've set up a little – they've changed the layout of the restaurant since they opened. But they have a little DJ set up at the front of their thing, like a permanent DJ setup. So they'll have music and stuff there.
I have walked in there. I was kind of surprised because I knew Smokin' Donuts from back when they were just a – not just, but they were a food truck.
Yeah.
And their actual, like, restaurant is super vinyl loungy. I kind of love it.
100%. They really leaned into that, and it's fantastic. Friend of the show, Zine Han, and the Orlando Collage Club has a couple events coming up this weekend. Have you been to any of the sort of creative social clubs here in town? There's like Sketchbook Club. There is a Bake Club, things like that. I wrote about it earlier this year, and I got to go to some of the events, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
I have not, but I really, 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 really want to go to them because I think as you get into adulthood and away, like we become a more virtual society, it's so hard to find a way to make like human connection with other people.
Right.
And this is the way to do it. And I want to support things like this so much. And because like really the key to making friends in adulthood is honestly just showing up at the same time and place every week. And,
all you have to do.
Yeah. And this is a way you could do something, create something, and also meet a lot of people.
There's one that I know you used to draw and you used to do other art, media, mediums. Sure. So you used to do that. And so there's one called Draw Lab.
Ooh.
And they are fantastic. And what was nice about them is at the end of it, they asked people to get up and kind of show what they drew and talk a little bit about it. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, half of the people will do that and the other half won't do that. Everybody did it.
Oh, I love it.
And they got in front of people and it was fantastic. So Draw Lab happens monthly around town. You can find them on social medias. But Orlando Collage Club also happens multiple times a month. And they just have so much fun. Zine brings everything you need. So the paper, all of the material that you'll cut up, and then all of the cutting utensils.
That is perfect. And honestly, shout out to Zine because that is also not a very cheap thing to do. It takes time, money, and effort to curate.
To get all that together.
Things.
Yeah. And it's usually like $5 to $7 if you want to go. She's doing one on Sunday. It'll be at Framework Craft Coffee House from 5 to 7. And then she's doing one over at the Marketplace at Avalon Park on Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's that one is zombie themed.
So we are approaching Halloween.
Yeah, that'll have vintage cookbooks, body atlases, and that sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Just a couple of other events that are coming up. Faith Arts Village Orlando next Friday and Saturday, the 4th and 5th. Have you ever been there? It's this old motel that they turned into artist studios.
It's so funny that you say this because I literally just learned about it this morning because I encountered it on my feed. No, I encountered it randomly on my feed. Maybe it might have been you. Sometimes when you're doom scrolling, it all blurs together.
Right.
But it seems like such a cool thing that they've kind of repurposed that motel into like an arts area.
Yeah. So the first Friday and Saturday of the month, they open up all the studios. The artists are there. A lot of them are serving little foods and wines and stuff, but you can go and see what they've been working on.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, and then get jealous and get angry and want to...
Like, why is everyone so talented?
How are you guys so good at this? Saturday, September 5th, also over at the Art and History Museums in Maitland. Have you been there?
I have. I took painting classes there. And I highly recommend that. If you're someone who wants to get in, like, they have, like, painting, ceramics, drawing classes,
pottery,
all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're someone that misses art class or wants to get better or, like, learn a new skill, they really walk you through, like, the basic techniques, and you'll be well off. You'll come up with some cool creations.
Great place. And they're just opening, so it's the open house for their new education studio. So they just opened these to do more classes.
Yay!
They just opened these two incredible classrooms over there.
And it's a beautiful place. Like, even if you just want to take pictures.
Oh, so good. The little gallery there is so cool. Like, people don't go there enough. It's such a good gallery. Yeah, definitely check that out. And then we have something called Labor Day, which we don't do anything on Labor Day. But if you did want to do something, Lou Gardens is open and it's free.
Wow. I love Lou Gardens. Everyone go there to support it so they do more of those things.
Yeah. And then just fast forwarding to September 13th, Sunday, September 13th. I'm looking forward to the show. I want to get some tickets to it. Lee Cohen's Comedy Hour, a benefit for the center. Guess who's going to be there doing a set?
Me.
Yep.
If you're listening to me and you're like, what kind of comedy does she do? I can't explain it. You got to come here and watch it.
Yeah. No, we can't explain it. I would never. I think that would be weird. Like, if I invited you on and ask you to do, like, a tight five. Would that be weird?
Nick, you'd be surprised how many people would try to get me to do it. And the thing that's hard is that comedy feeds off of an audience. So
yeah.
If I'm trying to perform to just, like, one person, like, I love you. I'm really vibing with
you. No. I think that would be really odd. It's a really odd thing to ask. And also, like, to put it out on a podcast, that's your 5 minutes. I know you're trying to sell yourself, but I think there's so many other ways you can sell yourself as a comedian on a podcast rather than just do your, you know, comedy.
Yeah.
Do your jokes.
And, like, a lot of written material, it's made for a large, like, a, not even, it doesn't even have to be a large crowd. Just give me, like, more than four people.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. No, I can't even imagine, like, that kind of thing landing on, or easily landing.
Yeah. I honestly, like, people go on late night. I guess late night's different, but sometimes there's, like, a studio and people do their tight five for, like, a pre-recorded thing. And I think about that. I'm like, I would really need a audience there, I think, to be able to do 5 minutes on, like, a pre-recorded, like, Good Morning America type of thing.
Yeah. You know what we could do is just, like, add in sound effects maybe.
See, someone has told me that, and I hate that idea. Not that I hate that idea, but it's like, but how do you know? Like, you can tell that there's, like, usually a delayed reaction when the crowd's laughing, I pause. And if there's no crowd laughing, I'm just going to keep going. So if you try to insert a laugh.
Oh, I was not going to insert a laugh. I was going to insert just, like, get a CD of random sound effects.
Oh, okay.
And just play it at random and just, like, oh.
Like in the middle.
The car's honking and then the drum roll and then the whatever.
A little wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
wah.
Exactly. Hey, is that geese flying by?
Yeah.
You just work that into your set.
Make sure there's a bunch of airplane noises flying overhead.
Yeah.
Because it makes it super
perfect.
Easy for everyone to hear.
Perfect. 100%. Well, that's all the events that we have for now. If you'd like to keep up to deck, because I was looking at the word slide deck. Yeah. Up to date with everything that Rue is doing, follow her on social media. Look up Rue Nafasat on Instagram, R-O-O, Nafasat, just like it sounds.
Yeah, there's a bunch of vowels in there.
Yeah.
Should I spell my last name?
I mean...
We're going through the exercises.
You don't have that many vowels in your last... As somebody who has 82 vowels in his last name...
Yeah, you're right.
You're good on vowels. You have one repeated over and over.
Yeah, it's just one. You have, like, all the vowels in your last name.
I have 18 O's and 13 U's.
I'm a little jealous now.
It's great. Oh, yeah. You can have it.
Yeah.
We can trade.
Should we do, like, a little Wheel of Fortune thing?
Oh,
where
you know what?
Vowels?
Nick Nafasat sounds like a cool dude.
That sounds like a cool radio stage name.
Nick Nafasat here with you from 8 to 10 every Wednesday. on the radio. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll work on that.
All right. Cool, cool, cool.
As long as we don't have to get married.
No, no, no.
No, I'll just take your name out of
there's
wedlock.
Still, there's still going to be like a reason to go to the courthouse, but it's yeah, going yeah, yeah. to be, all right, I take his name and he takes my name.
Perfect. We're just trading names, guys.
Yeah.
Is there a department for that? What do you want to play next?
Oh, my. The time has already come.
I will be posting this playlist because you should be listening to this. If not every morning, then just a morning that you need a little pick-me-up. Rue has put together this playlist. I will put it out there. I'm sure, Rue, you'll post it as well.
Yeah.
But it is
yeah, I can post it.
Fantastic.
Let's play Disco Nap.
Disco Nap by Polo and Pan. And Metronomy?
Yeah.
Metronomy?
These are French people. So
sure.
They yeah. pronounce it differently.
Metronomy.
Yeah. No,
oh,
that's
Italian.
Italian. That sounds
yeah.
a little Italian.
Yeah. It's me, Metronomy. All right, Disco Nap on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.